بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this will be our 36th session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Level 3, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to be taking a new lesson, Lesson 16. And it is next to the last lesson for this level, Level 3 course, which contains 17 lessons, the first 17 lessons of Book 3. So today, inshallah, we're going to be beginning next to the last lesson. So this Lesson 16 and Lesson 17 will be the end of the Level 3 course, at which time, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to do probably a short, relatively brief review of what we've covered in the first 17 lessons before we look at going into the Level 4 course. Alright, so we have a lot to cover today. First thing we're going to be looking at is the English key. 4 points, especially the first 2 points, are the core of the lesson on page 65 to 68. And then we're going to read the Arabic text on pages 132 to 135. And check your answers to the three questions that follow it on page 135, that follow the Arabic text. After that, if we have time, we're going to look at the Arabic explanation of what is the thulathi and ruba'i verbs, and what is the mujarrad and mazid verbs on page 135 and 136. And then we'll read, translate, and check your answers to exercises A and B that follow that Arabic explanation on page 136. That's what we had for homework. I'm going to cover as much of it as we can today, and then in the following sessions, we will be going through the remaining exercises for this lesson. Okay, so the first thing, before I read from the English key on page 65, before I read from the English key, I just want to summarize the first point of this lesson. Is explaining what is a thulathi verb and what is a ruba'i verb. Okay, so thulathi means a verb that has originally thalatha, three root letters or three radicals. A ruba'i means a verb that originally has four root letters or four radicals without any letters being added to them. That originally it has three, or originally it has four. That's what a thulathi and a ruba'i verb is. The second thing we want to look at is what is the difference between a mujarrad and mazid verb. Mujarrad means that the verb, if it's thulathi, it has only three letters with no letters added to it. Mazid means that it has one or two or three letters added to its original three letters. So if a thulathi verb has four letters, that means it's mazid because a letter has been added. If it has five letters, it's mazid. If it has six letters, it means it's mazid. A ruba'i verb originally has four letters. So if it has four letters, that means it's mujarrad, doesn't have anything added to it. But if it has five letters or more, then that means it's mazid. Because originally it has four, it's only mazid if an extra letter is added to it. That's what we're going to be pretty much looking at. And we'll look at a little bit of how those added letters actually modify the meaning. So we'll just look at that quickly. And then we'll look at the six groups of mujarrad, of thulathi mujarrad verbs. Verbs that originally have three letters, they are in six groups, which we've studied previously. We're going to take a look at those six groups. And that will be the first point of this lesson. And the second point, we're going to be looking at a particular mazid verb, thulathi mazid verb. We're going to be looking at one of them on the pattern of fa'ala, where the middle radical is doubled, and we're going to look at how to formulate the muvari, the fi'l amra, the masdar, the ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism makan, and zaman. We're going to be looking at all of that for one type of mazid verb, the one where the middle radical is doubled. So we're going to study this form of mazid verb, fa'ala. We're going to study it in detail. And then we're going to look at some new broken plural patterns and some new masdar patterns. And that's what we're going to cover in this lesson. Okay, so the core of the lesson is the introduction to the difference between thulathi and ruba'i. verbs that originally have three letters as their root letters, or four. And then we're going to be looking at what is mazid and what is mujarrad. Yani mazid is when letters are added to a triliteral verb, or verb that has four letters originally. When letters are added to it, that's called mazid. If there are no letters added to it, rather it's limited to its only three original root letters or four original root letters, that's mujarrad. Okay, so let's look and see from page 65, lesson 16, number 1. First point of this lesson. In this lesson, we learn the following. Number 1. We have seen in book 2, lessons 4 and 10, or 5 and 10. Book 2, is it lesson 4 or lesson 5? I think it's lesson 5. Let's see. Just give me a minute. I meant to check this. Okay, it's actually in 5. Yeah, it's 5. Okay. So, we have learned in book 2, lessons 5 and 10, that most Arabic verbs are made up of three letters, which are called radicals or root letters. For example, kataba, to write, jalasa, to sit, shariba, to drink. A verb consisting of three radicals or root letters is called thulathi, a thulathi verb, or al-fi'lu al-thulathiyu. There are, however, certain verbs which consist of four radicals. And in most verbs that we have seen consist of three radicals. But there are certain verbs which originally consist of four radicals, four root letters, before anything has been added. For example, tarjama, he translated. Basmala, he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Harwala means he walked fast. A verb consisting of four radicals or four original root letters is called ruba'i verb, a ruba'i verb, or al-fi'lu al-ruba'iyu. It originally consists of four radicals, that's ruba'i. Originally consists of three radicals with nothing added to it, that's thulathi. Now we're going to the second point of point number one, second part. A verb in Arabic may be either mujarrad, al-mujarrad, or al-mazid. So from one perspective, if the original radicals, root letters, are only three, that's thulathi. If there are four, that's ruba'i. That's one way of looking at it. From another perspective, we can look at a verb that has no extra letters added to it, or it has extra letters added to it. If it has no extra letters, that's mujarrad. If it has extra letters, that's mazid. So a verb in Arabic may be either al-mujarrad or al-mazid. A. The first one is al-mujarrad. Now, a mujarrad verb has only three letters if it is thulathi, and it has only four letters if it is ruba'i, and no extra letters have been added to them in order to modify the meaning. And when no extra letters have been added, but they only have the original three or original four letters, depending on if it's thulathi or ruba'i, then this is called al-mujarrad. No extra letters have been added in order to modify the meaning. For example, salima, salima. He was safe. That's a thulathi. It only has three letters. Nothing is added to it. Another example, zalzala. Zalzala means he shook it violently. Here, this is a ruba'i. So it only has its original four letters without anything being added to it. Here's a note under salima, and it has a footnote. He was safe. It says, number one, only the consonants are the radicals. In this verb, the radicals are S, L, and M. Yani, seen, lam, and meem. So the vowels don't count. That's what he's really saying here. Yani, that three radicals meaning the consonants, not counting the vowels. Okay, that's the mujarrad. It only has three or four letters. If it's thulathi or ruba'i and nothing has been added to it, it's called mujarrad. As far as mazid, B, in a mazid verb, one or more letters have been added to the radicals, yani the root letters. in order to modify the meaning. So the original three or four radicals are going to have extra letters, one or two or three letters added to those original three or four letters in order to modify the meaning. That's called mazid, because it has an increase, ziyada, of extra letters in addition to the original, yani three or four radicals or root letters. For example, this is an example of a thulathi verb. A thulathi verb. From Salima, yani which is the mujarrad, he was safe. From Salima, we can add letters and modify the meaning. So for example, they gave us Salama, means he saved, or he greeted someone, or he surrendered someone. Here the second radical has been doubled. Yani the second radical, the lam, has been doubled with shadda. Salama. So now instead of three letters, it has four letters. The next one they gave us, Salama. Salama means he made peace. Yani he made a peace treaty. Here an aleph has been added after the first radical. Yani after the first radical seen, there's an aleph added. Salama. So now instead of three letters, it has four letters. That extra letter means that it's mazid. It changes, it modifies the meaning. The next example they gave us is tasallama. He received something. Here, a ta has been added before the first radical, and the second radical, the lam, has been doubled. So two letters have been added here. Ta has been added, and the second radical, the lam, has been doubled. So now instead of three, it has five letters. The next example they gave us is aslama. He became Muslim. Here a hamza has been added before the first radical. So instead of three letters, now it has an extra hamza. So it's four letters, meaning now it is mazid. Because the original three letters, yani, have had added to them an extra letter. Whenever one or two or three extra letters are added, that's mazid. The last example they gave us on page 66, istaslama. Istaslama means he surrendered. He gave up, he surrendered. Here, three letters, hamza, sin, and ta, have been added before the first radical. The first radical is the sin from Salima. Here, hamza, sin, and ta have been added in order to modify the meaning. So, when extra letters are added, yani, there are certain forms, okay? So, salama, the second letter, that's the second form of the verb. When the second radical has been doubled. Salama is the third form of the verb. When the first radical has added to it, yani, like aleph here. Tasallama is the fifth form. Yani, when there's a ta added to the beginning, and shadda on the middle radical. Aslama is the fourth form when hamza is added to the beginning of the form, and istaslama is the tenth. So we're basically dealing with 10 forms of increase, yani the original, and then 9 forms of increase, the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth. Those are what are most commonly used. Here they gave us examples of the second form, the third form, the fifth form, and then the fourth form, and then the tenth form. These are just examples of mazid verbs. And it's not necessary to memorize these forms at this point or to memorize the meanings of the examples at this point. What is important is that we understand that these are examples of a thulathi verb originally having three radicals or three root letters, having one or two or more letters increased upon it. When those extra letters are added to modify the meaning, now it leaves the class of being mujarrad. Mujarrad means it simply has its original three letters or four letters. In this case, originally three letters. When extra letters are added, it becomes classified as mazid, because it has ziyada, an increase of extra letters above and beyond the original radicals or the original root letters, which for thulathi is going to be three. Now they give us an example of a rubai. Yani, a verb that originally has four radicals or root letters. The verb zalzala. zalzala, means he shook it violently. If we add a letter to the beginning, a ta, it became tazalzala. It shook violently. It, the thing itself, shook violently. So the meaning changed from he shook it to it itself, it shook on its own. Here a ta has been added before the first radical. Each of these modified forms is called a bab, meaning sallama is a bab, salama is a bab, tasallama, aslama, istaslama. And every time you add a letter, this is a new form of the verb, and each of these forms, depending on what kind of where the letter is added in the beginning or the middle or whatever, or how many letters are added, these are forms, patterns, and each pattern has some meaning, has some general meanings that you can understand from that pattern. Okay, so these are called, each of these modified forms, when one letter is added, the middle letter is doubled, or aleph is added to the first radical, or ta is added and the middle letter is doubled, all of these are called a bab. Each of these forms is called a bab. And its plural is abwab. So here we're looking at what? Abwab of the mujarrad verb. The thulathi mujarrad verb. The thulathi verb, when there are no letters added to it, yani not the middle radical being doubled or ta being added or hamza being added, no letters added to it, it has six abwab, depending on, in consideration of, the middle radical vowel. The middle radical vowel in the past tense, middle radical vowel in the present tense. Depending on that vowel, then the verbs, the mujarrad verbs that don't have letters of increase, they're classified into six groups or six babs or abwab. Okay, so right now we're looking at the abwab of the mujarrad verb. Any of the regular verbs that we've been studying before that have three letters, no increased letters. Okay, to modify their meaning. The only letter, only thing that you see increase in these letters is the, if you change it to the mudari form, right? Then it takes the mudara'a letter. It takes ya or ta or hamza or noon. But that's not to modify the meaning. That's just to indicate the fa'il. Who's doing the action of the verb? Is it first person, second person, third person, and so on? Alright? So these are abwab. Six abwab. Six groups of the mujarrab verb. Of which we have learnt four in book 2, lesson 10. And before we looked at four of these groups, now they're adding the final two groups. Each of these groups is called a bab in Arabic, and its plural is abwab. Here are the six groups. Okay, so the first one is the AU group, means it has fatha in the middle radical of the past tense and dhamma in the middle radical of the present tense. So we see sajada, the jim, the middle radical has fatha in the past tense. Yasjudu, the jim, the middle radical has dhamma in the mudari, present tense. So we're looking at the middle radical. In sajada, the middle radical is jim. In the past tense, it has fatha. In the present tense, it has dhamma. So it's fatha, dhamma, or AU group, to prostrate. And there are lots of other verbs like this, like dakhala, yadkhulu, kharaja, yakhruju, kataba, yaktubu, and so on. All of them are from the AU group. The second group is AI group, which means that it has fatha in the past tense on the middle radical, and it has kasra on the middle radical of the mudari. Okay, so the example they gave us here is jalasa yajlisu. The middle radical is lam. In the past tense it has fatha. In the present tense it has kasra. So it's fatha, kasra, or AI group. Jalasa yajlisu. It's the same as ghasala yaghsilu, raja'a yarji'u, daraba yadribu, and so on. The third group is AA group. And that means that the middle radical in the past tense has fatha, and in the present tense it has fatha. The example they gave us is fataha yaftahu. Ta is the middle radical. In the past tense it has fatha. In the present tense the ta has fatha. So it's fatha, fatha group, or AA group. Other examples of this is qara'a yaqra'u, rafa'a yarfa'u, dhahaba yadhhabu. That's fatha in the past tense, fatha in the present tense. Number four is the IA group. IA means, in the past tense, the middle radical has kasra. And in the present tense, the middle radical has fatha. So the example they gave us is fahima yafhamu. Yani the middle radical is ha. In the past tense, it has kasra. In the present tense, it has fatha. So it's kasra, fatha, or IA group. Fahima yafhamu. Like labisa yalbasu. Or alima ya'lamu. Or hafiza yahfazu. Shariba yashrabu, and so on. These are the four groups that we studied in Book 2, Lesson 10. The last two groups, yani abwab of the mujarrad verb, we didn't study previously, but we indicated that there were other groups, and now we are seeing them here. The fifth group is dhamma, dhamma group. That means it has dhamma on the middle radical of the past tense, and dhamma on the middle radical of the present tense. The example it gave us, qaruba, yaqrubu. Ra is the middle radical. It has dhamma in the past tense. And the ra has dhamma in the present tense. So it's dhamma, dhamma, or you, you group. Yani qaruba means to approach or to come near. Other verbs similar is like kathura yakthuru, to be plentiful. Yani hasuna yahsunu, to do something good or to be good. And qaruma yakrumu, to be generous, to honor. To be generous to one's guest, for example, qaram. The last group is I group. I, meaning that the middle radical in the past tense has kasra, and the middle radical in the present tense also has kasra. The example they gave us is waritha yarithu, means to inherit. Waritha yarithu, ra in the past tense has kasra, and in the present tense it has kasra. And this is similar to hasiba yahsibu, or ghaliba yaghlibu. Alright, so this is what we wanted to cover. This is the main, the introduction to the verbs being classified into thulathi. Have originally only three root letters or three radicals, and ruba'i, those which originally have four root letters or radicals. And then they also classified the verbs into mujarrad. It only has its original three or four letters, and mazid, it has extra letters added to those three or four original letters to modify the meaning. In this lesson today, as point number two, we're going to go into the details of one form of the mazid verb. Okay, the mazid verb has several forms. The second form is when the middle radical is doubled. Now, instead of three letters, it has four letters. It has an extra letter, so it's classified as mazid. This form of the mazid verb, and it's a thulathi mazid. It's originally three letters, but it has increased to modify its meaning. When that increased letter is the middle radical being doubled, then there are certain patterns that are associated with it in terms of how do you formulate the mudari, how do you formulate the fi'l amra, the masdar, the ism fa'il, maf'ul, zaman and makan, all of that we're going to look at today for this type of mazid verb. The mazid verb, which wherein the middle radical is doubled. We're going to go into this in detail. And after the introduction that we just completed in point number one, this point number two is going to be the beginning of much of what we're going to be studying in this lesson and the next lesson and in the level four courses. Yani the mazid verbs and the ruba'i verbs, we're going to be looking at all these different types of verbs, mostly in the level four course. In this lesson, we're going to look at one, yani fa'ala, and in the next lesson we're going to look at af'ala, two of the thulathi mazid forms of the verb, and how we formulate their present tense, their command form, the masdar, and so on, okay, in detail. So today, yani in this lesson, as point number two, we're going to look at the first of the mazid verbs, yani, which is the second form when you look in the dictionary. Form number two is on the pattern of fa'ala, yani the ayn being doubled. We have just been introduced to some of the, point number two on page 66 says, we have just been introduced to some of the abwab of the mazid verb. Yani, meaning that we looked at in the beginning of this English key, we looked at some forms of mazid. We looked at sallama, salama, tasallama, aslama, and so on. We looked at istaslama. So we looked at some forms of the mazid verb. We have been introduced to some of the abwab of the mazid verb. We will now learn one of these abwab in some detail. The bab we are going to learn is bab fa'ala. Bab fa'ala. Yani, in this bab, the second radical is doubled. For example, and here they give us some examples of past tense forms of mazid verbs from the bab, from the group of fa'ala, where the middle radical is doubled. So we have qabbala, the ba is doubled, meaning he kissed. Darrasa, middle radical, ra is doubled, meaning he taught. Sajjala, the jeem, the middle radical is doubled, means he recorded. So in each of these, they are from the bab fa'ala. Why? Because the middle radical has been doubled to modify the meaning. And we'll see how the meanings are modified as we go through the lesson. The mudari, that's the past tense form, examples of the past tense form. The mudari, let us now learn the mudari of this bab. As a rule, harfu al-mudara'a, mudara'a, not mudari, mudara'a. The harf mudara, which means the letter that's added in the beginning of the mudari verb, yani the ya or the ta or the hamza or the noon, that letter takes dhamma as a rule. The harf al-mudara takes dhamma if the verb is composed of four letters. Yani, so we had a verb like alima, and it only had three letters. But if we double the middle radical, it became allama, or darasa became darrasa, or sajjala, yani it's doubled the middle radical, yani it became four letters. So when a verb has four letters, the dhamma of the verb, yani the first radical, or the first, not radical, but the added letter of that verb takes dhamma. Alright, let's, at the bottom of page 66, let us now learn the mudari of this bab. As a rule, harfu al-mudara'a, yani the extra letter that's added to the beginning of a mudari verb, takes dhamma if the verb is composed of four letters. Yani if it's composed of three letters, or five letters, or six letters, it takes fatha, as we've seen before. Dakhala yadkhulu, jalasa yajlisu, it takes fatha. But if it has four letters, then that first letter, the ya or the ta, or the hamza or the noon, is going to take dhamma. As the verb in this bab is made up of four letters, and because the middle radical is doubled, changing it from three to four letters, harf al-mudara'a, this extra letter at the beginning, the ya or the ta or the hamza or the noon, takes dhamma. And the rule is, if it has four letters, the extra letter added to the beginning of the mudari verb takes dhamma. If it only has three, or if it has five or six, it doesn't take dhamma, it takes the regular fatha that we've been using up until now. So the first radical, after the harf al-mudari'a, the first root letter takes fatha, the second root letter takes sukoon, and the third root letter takes kasra, and the fourth letter takes the case ending, meaning it takes dhamma if it's marfu' and fatha if it's mansub, sukoon if it's majzoom. So here now we have four letters. The first letter is going to, the first radical is going to take fatha. The second radical is going to take sukoon. That's going to be the doubled letter. And the third radical, which is the second of the double letter, is going to take kasra. And the fourth, which is the actual last original root letter, takes the case ending. Okay, so now we have four letters. Right? The mudara'a letter is going to take a dhamma because there are four letters. And then the rest of the letters is going to be, yani, the first letter in, yani, of the original root letters. The first letter is going to take fatha. The second of the original root letters is going to take sukoon. It's double, it's like that follows it, is going to take kasra. And then the last original root letter is going to take whatever is required by the, yani, i'rab. If it's marfu'un, takes dhamma. If it's mansub, it takes fatha. If it's majzoom, it takes sukoon. And of course, that's in the forms of the mudari verb that end with dhamma, not the forms that end with the extra noon or the forms that are mabni. Alright, so this is how, this is a rule related to the voweling of the mudari letter. If a verb has four letters after the increase, then the first letter, the letter that's added to the mudari form, is going to take dhamma. So, for example, from qabbala, you have yuqabbilu. Qabbala yuqabbilu. Yani this dhamma is because why? Because this letter, yani qabbala, now has, instead of three letters, it has four, because the ba in the middle is doubled. So it has qaf, two ba's, and lam. It has four letters, so the mudara letter, the first letter, ya, takes dhamma. Qabbala yuqabbilu. Sajjala yusajjilu. Sajjala qabbala yuqabbilu means to kiss. Sajjala yusajjilu means to record something. So this is the formulation of the fi'l mudari, that is by adding the regular mudari' letter, ya, ta, hamza, noon, but its vowel, if the verb has four letters, is going to be with dhamma. The first original radical takes fatha. The second one, that's going to be doubled, takes sukoon and kasra. Yuqabbilu. And the last one takes dhamma or fatha or sukoon, whatever is required, according to its position in the sentence grammatically. Alright, so qabbala becomes yuqabbilu. Huh? And just to go back a little bit to the examples they gave us before, just so that we can see the form. Qabbala becomes yuqabbilu. Darrasa becomes yudarrisu. Yudarrisu. Sajjala becomes yusajjilu. Yusajjilu. Qatala, and so on like this. Okay, it means that, and we're going to use dhamma, and we're also going to, the voweling is going to be on the first radical after the dhamma, fatha, second one sukoon, third one kasra. Dhamma, fatha, sukoon, kasra. Okay, for the fi'l amr, the amr is formed by dropping the harf mudara and the case ending. Meaning, qabbala yuqabbilu, anta tuqabbilu. Get rid of the harf mudara, the two. Make the last letter, the lam, sukoon. Tuqabbilu became qabbil. After you get rid of the two and make the last letter, lam, sukoon. Tuqabbilu becomes qabbil, means kiss. Tudarrisu, get rid of the two, get rid of the vowel on the scene. Tudarrisu becomes darris, teach. Tuallimu becomes allim, also means teach. And so on like this. Yani tusajjilu, get rid of the two and the sukoon on the last letter. Tusajjilu becomes sajjil. Sajjil. Yani record this. So the fi'l amr is simple. You get rid of the harf mudara and you make the last letter sukoon. That's it. The same mudari form. Get rid of the harf mudara and make the last letter sukoon. Just like that. Tuqabbilu becomes qabbil. Tudarrisu darris. Tusajjilu sajjil. And so on. Okay, now we're looking at the masdar. How do you form the masdar? The infinitive. Yani the noun that has the meaning of action, without reference to time, or without reference to the one who's doing the action. The masdar. We have been introduced to the masdar in book 2, lesson 11. The thulathi mujarrad verbs do not have any particular pattern for the masdar. It comes on different patterns. For example, qatala, he killed, the masdar is qatlun, killing. From kataba, he wrote, the masdar is kitabatun, writing. From dakhala, he entered, the masdar is dukulun, entry or entering. From shariba, he drank, the masdar is shurbun, drinking. What is the point here? Is that each of these thulathi mujarrad verbs, mujarrad, no extra letters added, the masdar is different. Qatlun is one pattern, yani fa'alun. Kitabatun is fi'alatun. Dukhulun is fu'ulun. Shurbun is fu'ulun. Yani all of these are different patterns for the masdar for thulathi mujarrad verbs. That's how it is with the mujarrad verbs. Remember, we're just learning a lot of patterns. But in mazid verbs, it says here, in mazid verbs, each bab, yani each group of mazid verbs, and the group that we're going to be looking at today is where the middle radical is doubled, each bab has its own pattern for the masdar. So if you're looking at fa'ala, bab fa'ala, where the middle radical is doubled, the masdar for any verb that comes under that bab from that group is going to have the same pattern. It's going to be one pattern for every verb from that bab. So in a mazid verb, each bab has its own pattern for masdar. The masdar pattern for the bab fa'ala is taf'ilun. Taf'ilun. Yani the fa represents the first radical, ayn represents the second radical, lam represents the third radical. So the pattern of taf'il means the first radical, the fa, is going to take sukoon preceded by ta with fatha. The second radical is going to take kasra elongated by ya with sukoon. First radical takes sukoon preceded by ta with fatha. Second radical takes kasra elongated by ya. Taf'il. So for example, from the verb qabbala, yani the masdar, yani the first radical is going to take sukoon. The qaf is going to take sukoon preceded by ta with fatha. The second radical, ba, is going to take kasra elongated by ya. So you have qaf and you have ba. And you have a ta with fatha before the qaf with sukoon. It became taqbilun. Yani, start with ta with fatha. First radical takes sukoon. The second radical takes kasra ya. Qabbala taqbilun means kissing. Without saying who's doing the kissing or when it's happening. It's just the action of kissing. From sajjala, you get ta with fatha. The first radical seen takes sukoon. The second radical jim takes kasra elongated by ya. Became tasjilun. Sajjala tasjilun. Recording. From darrasa, the del takes sukoon. The ra takes kasra elongated by ya, and you add a ta to the beginning. Darrasa tadrisun, teaching. Alright, so this is the pattern of the masdar for the bab fa'ala. It's going to be on the pattern of taf'il. From qabbala taqbil, sajjala tasjil, darrasa tadris, allama ta'lim, and so on like this. Here there's some irregularity for the naqis verb and for the mahmuz al-lam. Yani, for the naqis verb, the verb that has a weak letter at the end, and the mahmuz verb that has hamza on the last radical, the masdar pattern is a little bit modified. Okay, it says the masdar of the naqis verb and of a verb when the third radical is hamza is on the pattern of, instead of taf'il, it's on the pattern of taf'ila. Taf'ilatun. Instead of taf'il, taf'ilatun. So for example, samma, he named something, is going to be tasmiyatun. Taf'ila. Tasmiyatun. Means naming something. Rabba, he educated. Yani the masdar is going to be tarbiyatun. Tarbiyatun. Instead of tarbiy, it's going to be tarbiyatun. And it's going to have a ta mabuta added to the end of it. Tasmiya tarbiya. If it has hamza as the third radical, like hanna'a, to congratulate someone, it's going to become tahni'atun. Tahni'atun. Yani ta mabuta again added to the end. So this little bit of irregularity here is especially for the naqis verb like samma or rabba. And it's also especially for the verb that has a hamza as the last radical, as in hanna'a. Alright? So, if a verb is from the yani bab fa'ala, but it's a naqis verb, the last letter is a weak letter, or it's a verb that has hamza as the last letter, then the masdar is a little bit modified here. Instead of tafa'il, it's tafa'ilatun. Tafa'ilatun. Otherwise, the bab fa'ala, the masdar for every verb from this bab is going to have the same pattern. Tafa'il, taqbil, tadris, tasjil, ta'alim, and so on like this. Okay, let's go to the next page. Page page 68. Now, it says here, the ism al-fa'il, ismu fa'il. We have learnt the formation of ism fa'il from the thulathi mujarrad, when they have no increase of letters, in lesson 4 of this book. Lesson 4 we had the ism fa'il. Here we learn its formulation from bab fa'ala. How do we formulate the ism fa'il? It's formed by replacing the harf al-mudara'a with mu. Yani the actual fi'l mudari, if you replace the harf mudara with mim dhamma, then we will have the form for the ism fa'il. As the ism fa'il is a noun, it takes tanween, unlike the mudari verb. The mudari verb won't take tanween, but the ism fa'il, because it's a noun, it's not a verb, then it will take tanween. So if we have the verb sajjala, yusajjilu, instead of you say mu, musajjil, and instead of lu, yusajjilu, it's a noun, so you say musajjilun. Musajjil is an ism fa'il for sajjala, to record something. It's a recorder, the one that does the recording, a tape recorder, for example. From darrasa, yudarrisu, instead of yudarrisu, mudarris, with tanween, because it's a noun. Mudarris, yudarrisu, mudarrisun. The only thing that you're changing here is the mudara'a letter, yu, to mu. Okay, and this is the ism fa'il. Mudarris means a person who does the action, the ism fa'il, the one who's doing the action of darrasa, teaching, a teacher. Alright, so the ism fa'il, yani in mujarrad verbs, we said it's on the pattern of fa'il. From kataba, katib. From shariba, sharib. Alright? From dakhala, dakhil. On the pattern of ism, on the pattern of fa'ilun. But the ism fa'il from the mazid verb, yani this mazid bab, yani fa'ala, is just going to be what? Changing the mudara'a letter from you to mu. And the end of the verb, for example, yusajjilu, instead of a single dhamma, it's going to have tanween because it's a noun. Okay, that's the ism fa'il. What about the ism maf'ul? Quite simple. The ism maf'ul, in all the abwab of the mazid, and the ism maf'ul, the ism maf'ul, in all abwab of the mazid, the ism maf'ul is just like the ism fa'il, except that the second radical takes fatha instead of kasra. Alright, again, in all abwab of the mazid, the ism maf'ul, the one that the action occurs to, is the same as the ism fa'il, the one who's doing the action, with only one difference, that the second radical takes fatha instead of kasra. Yani in the ism fa'il it takes kasra, and the ism maf'ul it takes fatha instead of kasra. So from the verb yujallidu, to bind a book, yujallidu, the one who does the binding, ism fa'il, takes kasra. The one that the action is done to takes fatha. So mujallid with kasra means the book binder, the person who does the binding. Mujallad with fatha means the thing that was bound, that the bookbinder bound. Mujallid, the fa'il, one who does the action. Mujallad, the one that the action is done to. Other examples of this, from the verb hammada, yuhammidu. Yuhammidu, he praises. Yani, muhammid with kasra is the ism fa'il, one who praises much. Muhammad with fatha is the ism maf'ul, the one who has been praised much. Please pay attention to this example. It's an example, inshallah, that you shouldn't forget. And from the verb yuhammidu, he praises much, you have the one who does that, the ism fa'il, muhammid with kasra. And you have the one, the ism maf'ul, the one who is praised, muhammad with fatha. And our Prophet, Muhammad, he is the one who is praised much. That means this word is from the ism maf'ul, the one that is praised. So if you say Muhammad, this is incorrect. It's Muhammad. Muhammad with fatah. Okay, so what's the difference? Ism fa'il takes kasra on the middle radical. Ism maf'ul takes fatah. Exact same word. Yani, from the mudari you just add mu. Yani, from hammada yuhammidu, Muhammad with kasra, fa'il. Muhammad with fatah, maf'ul. So from the mudari, all you do is change you to mu. From fa'il to maf'ul, you change kasra to fatah. The noun of place and time, ism al-makan wa-zaman. Yani, the noun that indicates the place where something occurred, or the time that it occurred. In all abwab of the mazid, the noun of place and time is the same as the ism maf'ul. And remember we said ism fa'il takes kasra, and ism maf'ul takes fatah, and ism zaman and makan take fatah as well, just like the ism maf'ul. There's no difference, they have the exact same word that's used for ism maf'ul, that's used for ism makan and zaman. For example, from salla yusalli, from salla yusalli, I'm sorry, I was just distracted. The noun of place and time, ism, makan, and zaman. In all abwab of the mazid, the noun of place and time is the same as the ism maf'ul. For example, yusalli, he prays, musalla, the place of prayer. So, yusalli means he prays. Yani, musalli is a person who prays. Musalla means the ism, either ism maf'ul or ism makan or zaman. Here we are talking about a place, yani ism makan. So musalla with fatah is the place of prayer. Okay, again, just to summarize what we have as point number two, we said that in this lesson we're going to study the details of one bab. Yani, the bab fa'ala means the middle radical is doubled. So from three letters it became four letters. As a result of that, the first thing we said is that the mudara'a letter, the letter in the beginning of the mudari verb, is going to take dhamma instead of the fatah that we have been seeing in the past. That's the first thing. The mudara'a letter is going to take dhamma because this verb now has four letters. Verbs that have four letters take dhamma on the mudara'a letter. So you say yu'allimu, tu'allimu, u'allimu, nu'allimu with dhamma. That's the first thing that we said. The second thing is in formulating the mudari, for this verb, what we're going to do is we're going to add the mudari letter with dhamma. Then the first original letter is going to take fatah. The second original letter that's going to be doubled is going to take sukoon, and its double is going to take kasra. So the first added letter, mudari letter, takes dhamma. The first root letter takes fatah. The second root letter, which is doubled, takes sukoon and then kasra. And the last letter takes whatever is required by the case ending. Yani, if it's marfoon with dhamma, mansoob with fatha, majzoom with sukoon. So in order to form the mudari, we're just gonna change the voweling a little bit. We're gonna add the mudari letter with dhamma, and then we're gonna put fatha, sukoon, kasra. Allama, yu, allimu. Darrasa yudarrisu. Qabbala yuqabbilu. As far as the fi'l amr, we're just going to take off the mudara'a letter from tuqabbilu, take off the tu, and make the last letter sukun, qabbil. Tudarrisu, darris. Tuallimu, allim. The masdar has one form. It's on the form of taf'il. Yani, the first letter, first root letter, is going to take sukun preceded by ta with fatah. The second root letter, the ayn, is going to take kasra elongated by ya. So, the masdar on the pattern of taf'il from qabbala is taqbil. From darrasa, tadris. From sajjala, tasjil. And there's some irregularity if the verb from this bab is a naqis verb or hamza on the end, then instead of taf'il, it's taf'ila. Like tarbiyah and tahni'ah and tasmiyah. And then we said the ism fa'il is just changing the mudari, from yudarrisu to mudarris with tanween. Yusajjilu musajjil. Yani the middle radical takes kasra for the fa'il. Ism maf'ul is the same form. Instead of the middle radical taking kasra, it takes fatha. So musajjil is the thing that records, the one who records. Musajjal is that which was recorded. Mujallid is the one who binds, and mujallad is the thing that was binded. Muhammad is the one who praises. Muhammad is the one that is praised. The ism, makan and zaman is the same as the ism maf'ul. No difference between them. You know what it is from the context. If the context indicates that it's the ism maf'ul, or the ism makan, or ism zaman, that's how you know how to understand it. Otherwise, the form for the ism maf'ul and ism makan and zaman are exactly the same. And the only difference between ism maf'ul and ism fa'il is ism fa'il takes kasra on the middle radical, ism maf'ul takes fatha on the middle radical. Okay, the last two points of this lesson, point number 3 on bottom of page 68, we have already learned certain patterns of the broken plural. We learned a lot of them in lesson 13 of book 1. Here we learn two more. Fa'alatun, the pattern fa'alatun, from talibun, talabatun. Okay, from talibun, talabatun, on the pattern of fa'ala. Other examples, they only give us one example here, but other examples is from, for example, from kafir, kafirun, kafaratun. From fajirun, fajaratun. Yani a disbeliever or a corrupt person, right? So this is the pattern of fa'alatun. This is a broken plural pattern that we're learning new here. Another broken plural pattern is fu'alun. Dhamma on the first radical, fatha on the second radical. Fu'alun. Like nusakhun from nuskha. Nusakhun is the plural of nuskha, a copy of something. Similar to that is gurafun from gurfatun. Gurfa means a room. Its plural is gurafun on the pattern of fu'alun. So nusakhun, plural of nuskha, gurafun, plural of gurfa. These are two new broken plural patterns. Number 4, here we learn two more patterns of the masdar from the Thulathi Mujarrad. Remember we said Thulathi Mujarrad, when it only has its original three letters, the masdar patterns are many. There's no regular pattern. From the Mazid, we know that there's only one pattern for each bab. So from bab fa'ala, we have taf'il. And we'll see that and in the next lesson, from the bab af'ala, we also have yani a masdar pattern if'al, and we'll look at that when we get to it. What is important here is that these are two patterns from Thulathi Mujarrad. That means that they have unlimited patterns. There's no special rule. You have to just learn the masdar for each verb. So a new masdar pattern that we didn't have before is fa'alun. Fa'alun, like sharahun, which is the masdar of sharaha, yashrahu, to explain. Fa'alun. And this is similar to, and the same pattern is for qatala yaqtulu, qatlun, killing. The second pattern is fi'alun. Fi'alun, like ghiyabun. The master of ghaba yaghibu. Ghaba yaghibu. Yani, to be absent. Ghiyabun. Like iyabun. Naam. Alright, so this is the end of the English key, and what we want to look at now is the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson. Keeping in mind that the most important things that we're looking at here are the general information that we had concerning distinguishing verbs according to them having only three original letters or four original letters, thulathi and ruba'i, or distinguishing verbs from them having no extra letters, mujarrad, or extra letters, one or two or more extra letters, mazid. And then after we looked at that, we want to say that specifically, one of the babs of mazid, where the middle radical is doubled, the bab fa'ala, we want to be looking for any examples of yani the past tense, present tense, command form, ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism zaman, makan, and so on. We're going to be looking for examples of that particular Yani bab, fa'ala. Any verbs that come under the bab, fa'ala, where the middle radical is doubled. Okay, let me just take a look at the time. All right, so we'll try to complete the reading of this dialogue, and maybe if we still have time, this is a long dialogue, we'll look at the Arabic explanation of what we talked about in the English key, the difference between thulathi and rubai and mujarrad and mazid. We won't go much further than that, unless we can answer the two questions that immediately follow that, alif and ba. And we'll stop there, if we're able to complete it. Okay, page 132, Ad-Darsu al-Sadisa Ashara, the 16th lesson. One dialogue between the teacher and yani various students. And Mudarris says, Ya Abdussalam, O Abdussalam, Uhanni'uka, yani this is from the verb Uhanni'uka, naam, it's from the verb Hanna'a Yuhanni'u, Hanna'a Yuhanni'u, to congratulate. Uhanni'uka, yani remember if it has four letters, it takes Dhamma on the Harf Mudara'a, yani the Hamza or the Noon, the Ta or the Ya. Uhanni'uka بفوزك في مسابقة حفظ القرآن الكريم وتجويده. يعني I congratulate you بفوزك and your success in the مسابقة, the contest for memorizing the Quran and its تجويد, يعني rules of recitation. يعني تجويد is a masdar from this bab of فعل, it's from يعني جود يجود. يعني the pattern تفعيل تجويد جود يجود تجويد. This is the master on the pattern of تفعيل, and this one pattern for the master for this bab فعل. عبد السلام says أشكرك يا دكتور, I am thankful to you O دكتور, يعني Dr. so and so, يعني meaning PhD. جزاك الله خيرا, may Allah reward you with good. The teacher says يا مروان وزع هذه النسخة على الطلبة. O Marwan, distribute these copies to the students. Here we have two words we want to, or three words we want to note. وزع is from the verb وزع يوزع. This is our bab فعل. Middle letter has been doubled. The مضاري would be توزع. To make the fi'l amr, you get rid of two and make the last letter, the ayn sukun. To wazzi'u, wazzi', that's the fi'l amr. Wazzi', allim, darris. Wazzi' hadhihi nusakh, this is the second word. Nusakh is the plural of nuskha on the pattern of fu'al. Ala talaba, yani, is the plural of talib, yani, on the pattern of fa'alatun. Okay, so this is a new, these are two new plural patterns. Fu'al and fa'ala. The next line, Abdus Salam says, ما هذا الكتاب الدخم الذي معك يا دكتور? What is this huge book which is with you, O doctor? There's no special word that we will look at here. Go to the next line. The teacher says, هذا معجم جامعي. يعني this is a university dictionary. University level dictionary. إنه ذو فوائد متعددة. It is possessing or containing numerous or many فوائد, benefits. إنه يأتي بشرح واف للكلمات مع أمثلة كثيرة. يعني إنه يأتي بشرح, it brings a sharh, an explanation that is wafin, يعني very full or complete explanation, للكلمات, for the words, along with أمثلة كثيرة, many examples. ويذكر المسائل النهوية, and it also mentions يعني various issues of grammar. وكذلك يحوي صورا ملونة لتوضيح معاني بعض الكلمات, and also يحوي, it contains صور, يعني صور is the plural of صورة with صاد, and it's also on the pattern of غرف. Or, yani, what was the other word they gave us for this pattern? They gave us nusach. Nusach, guraf, yani sur. So it also contains suwaran mulawwanatan, colored pictures, litawdih, for the clarification of the meanings of some of the words. It also has color pictures. Here we're going to look at the word mulawwana. Is from lawwana. That's from al-bab. Lawwana yulawwinu means to color something. Mulawwin means the one who colors with kasra. Mulawwan means the thing that's covered. So that means this is an ism mafa'ul. Mulawwan. And because it's feminine, because surah is a plural, ghayra aql, so we say mulawwanatan. Suwaran mulawwanatan. Litawdih. Tawdih is the masdar on the pattern of taf'il from the second bab, yani fa'ala. In this case, it's from the verb waddaha. Waddaha yuwaddihu, to make something clear. The masdar pattern, tawdih, taf'il. Ma'ani ba'd al-kalimat. Naam. Ahmed says, fikam mujalladin huwa. Yani, how many volumes is it? Yani, this dictionary. University level dictionary. Fikam mujalladin huwa. Here, we want to note that mujallad is from the verb, from our bab, jallada yujallidu. Mujallid is the one who bounds something or binds it, and mujallad is the thing that was bound. So here, how many volumes is it bound in? How many books, how many volumes? This mujallad with fatah is the ism maf'ul. The teacher says, fi mujalladain, it is in two bound volumes. Again, mujallada, mujalladain is the ism maf'ul. Dakhmaini, mujalladaini, dakhmaini, two huge volumes. Ibrahim says, man mu'allifuhu, who is its author? This word, mu'allifu, yani al-mu'allifu, is from the second bab, yani fa'ala, from allafa, yu'allifu. Ism fa'al is mu'allif with kasra, as it is here, and ism maf'ul, mu'allaf. Mu'allaf is the thing that was authored. Mu'allif with kasra is the author, the one who authored it. So man mu'allifuhu, who is its mu'allif? Yani mu'allif is ism fa'il. The teacher says, allafahu jama'atun min ulama'i al-lugha. And after a pause, ahadara hamidun, has Hamid attended? Is Hamid present? Yani the word that we're going to look at here is allafahu. Yani it's on the pat, it's from the bab of fa'ala, or the middle radical has been doubled. It's allafa yu'allifu. Ism fa'il, mu'allif. Ism maf'ul, mu'allaf. And zaman and makan is the same as the maf'ul. Has Hamid attended? Hamid says, ha ana dha. Here I am. Here I am. I am here. Ya ustadhu. The teacher says, kathura ghiyabuka hadhihi al-ayyam ya hamidu. Kathura ghiyabuka. Your absences have become many in these days, O Hamid. And ghiyab is a masdar on the pattern of fi'al. Ghiyab. Hamid says, ja'a abi ila al-madinati al-munawwarati al-usbu' al-madiya. Fakuntu mashghulan bi-istiqbalihi wa khidmatihi wa tawdi'ihi. He said, my father came to al-Madinah al-usbu' al-madiya, yani last week. So I was mashghulan, busy, bi-istiqbalihi, yani receiving him, in reception of him, wa khidmatihi, taking care of him, serving him, wa tawdi'ihi, bidding him farewell. So the words that we want to look at here is munawwara, is from nawwara yunawwiru. This is our bab, fa'ala, nawwara, where the second radical is doubled, yunawwiru, munawwara. Munawwar is the ism maf'ul. Munawwir is the ism fa'il. Here we have munawwara, meaning the city that has been enlightened. And of course, the proper name of Medina is Al-Madina Al-Nabawiyya, not Munawwara, but this is a common name that has been used. In any case, yani the point grammatically is that this is a ism maf'ul, Munawwar, not Munawwir. Also want to say that tawdi'ihi, the end of this statement, tawdi'ihi is from the verb wadda'a, yuwaddi'u, and this is on the pattern of taf'il. Wadda'a, tawdi'ihi. Okay, after this we're going to go to the second page, page 133, at the top of the page, the teacher says, mahma yakun as-sababu, faqad fataka durusun muhimmatun. Whatever might be, mahma yakunu as-sabab, whatever might be the reason why you are absent, faqad fatatka durusun muhimmatun. Whatever might be, whatever might, I'm sorry, I do have an interruption here. Allahu musta'an. Tayyib. Whatever might be the reason for your absence, indeed you have missed, or many lessons have, important lessons have passed you by. Here we just want to note, mahma is adat al-shart. Yakun is the fi'l al-shart, and therefore it's majzoom. Sign that it's majzoom is the sukoon on the noon, which is only taking kasra because of iltiqa sakinain with the next letter, alif lam, and the omission of the waw in yakunu. But it's majzoom. Jawab al-shart here, faqad, because it's preceded by qad, it must take fa, and the fi'l of the jawab is past tense, fatat. So therefore it's not affected by the adat al-shart. Abdul Salam says, An-nushaggil, changing the subject, An-nushaggilu al-mukayyifa ya doktor, faqad ishtaddat al-hararatu. Shall we, yani turn on the mukayyif, the air conditioner, oh doktor? Indeed, the heat, the harara, has become severe. Here we want to note the verb A-nushaggilu. Nushaggilu is from shaggala yushaggilu. Nahnu nushaggilu. That's the mudari. Mukayyif. Mukayyif with kasra is from kayyafa yukayyifu. You need to change the weather or the air or something. Kayyafa. Mukayyif is the ism fa'il with kasra. Mukayyif is the ism maful. Here we have mukayyif because it's the one, it's the thing that does the action. Ism fa'il, the one that does the action of kayyafa yukayyifu, changing the air, yani air conditioning. The teacher says, la mania, I have no objection to you turning on, yani, the air conditioner. At this point, yusallimu al-muraqibu wa yadkhulu. The muraqib, the supervisor, gives salams and he enters. And he says, بعد التحية, yani after giving greetings, is بعد التحية. التحية here we want to note is from حيّأ, yani يحيّئ. It's originally تحيّيا. That's the pattern, because this is a ism ناقص. I mean, it's a فعل ناقص, and فعل ناقص, we said the master instead of تفعيل is تفعيلة. So here it should have been from حيّأ تحييا with ta marbuta, but what they did here is the ha, which has sukoon, took the kasra from the first ya, which is repeated by, followed by another ya, so its vowel is transferred to the ha, and then the two ya's are joined together with sukoon. So instead of tahyiyatun, it became tahiyatun. Tahiyya is the master from Hayya. Yani after Ba'da Tahiyya, after giving greetings, the Muraqib says, Man arada an yashtarika fi mukhayyami al-shababi fal yusajjil ismahu fi maktabi. Yani whoever arada, intends to participate in the mukhayyam, mukhayyam al-shabab, yani the youth camp, fal yusajjil, then he must register his name in my office. Here we want to note, مُخَيَّم is from خَيَّمَ يُخَيِّمُ, yani to pitch a tent or to camp out. مُخَيَّم, خَيَّمَ يُخَيِّمُ. مُخَيَّم means the one who makes the tent, who pitches the tent. مُخَيَّم is the Yani the ism maf'ul. Ism maf'ul, the thing that was made into a tent or into a camp. So here we have mukhayyam, yani ism maf'ul, instead of mukhayyam, ism fa'il. This is ism maf'ul. Mukhayyam al-shabab, the youth camp. Whoever wants to participate in the youth camp must register his name with in my office. Yusallimu al-muraqibu wa yakhruju. At this point, the muraqib gives salams and he goes out. The teacher says, linasma. Yani this is lam al-amr. Linasma makes the mudari verb majzoom. Al-haditha al-sharifa. We must listen now to the noble hadith. Al-musajjala. That is recorded. Al-sharit. On this tape. Here we want to look at the words. Yani musajjal. Musajjal is ism maf'ul. The ism fa'il will be with kasra. Musajjil. From sajjala, yusajjilu. Musajjil, ism fa'il, musajjal. With fatah, ism maf'ul. At this point he says, yushaggilu al-musajjila. Yani he turns on the tape recorder. Musajjil here is with kasra. Yani yushaggilu al-musajjil. Ism fa'il. The previous word was musajjal with fatah, ism maf'ul. So musajjal is the thing that was recorded, the any recording, and musajjal is the recorder itself. Ya Ibrahimu, the teacher says, la tukallim zamilaka wa anta tasma'u. Intaha al-hadithu. And the teacher says to Ibrahim, don't speak, don't talk to your classmate while you're listening. And then after a pause, he says, intaha al-hadith, the hadith has finished. لِنَسْمَعْهُ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. Now we must, this is Lam al-Amr again, now we must listen to it one more time. Another time. مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. And then after listening to it again, يعني يُوَقِّفُ الْمُسَجِّلُ. يعني he turns off, he stops, or turns off the tape recorder. مُسَجِّلُ. يعني يُوَقِّفُ is also a verb from وَقَّفَ يُوَقِّفُ. And it means to stop or to stand. And musajjil is, that's the mudari verb, and musajjil is the ism fa'il. From sajjala yusajjilu, musajjil with kasra. Iqra hadha al-hadith ya Usama, then the teacher, and after stopping the tape recorder, he says, Iqra hadha al-haditha ya Usama, to read this hadith, O Usama. So Usama reads the hadith. He says, An Abi Hurairata radiallahu anhu qal. Yani on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, قَبَّلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْحَسَنَ إِبْنَ عَلِيٍّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. قَبَّلَ, this is one of our verbs. قَبَّلَ, the middle radical is doubled, it's on the pattern of فَعَلَ. قَبَّلَ النَّبِيُّ, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم kissed الْحَسَنِ ابن علي. Hassan, the son of Ali, radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with both of them. وَعِنْدَهُ الْأَقْرَأُ ibn حَابِسِ. And with him, in the presence of the Prophet at that time, when he kissed Hassan, was a man named الْأَقْرَأُ ibn حَابِسِ. فَقَالَ الْأَقْرَأُ. So Aqra'u said to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw him kissing al-Hassan, إِنَّ لِي عَشَرَةً مِنَ الْوَلَدِ مَا قَبَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Yani, indeed, I have 10 children. I haven't kissed even one of them. فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at him and said, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. Whoever is not merciful, yani to others, لَا يُرْحَمْ, will not have mercy done to him. Yani لَا يَرْحَمْ, whoever doesn't have mercy, لَا يُرْحَمْ, yani مَبْنِيٌ لِلْمَجْهُولِ, then he will not receive mercy. Yani, then mercy will not be given to him. In this hadith, we're just looking at the word qabbala in the beginning of the hadith, and qabbaltu. Yani, the saying of Aqra, he said, I have 10 children, ma qabbaltu. From qabbala, yani, ana ma qabbaltu, minhum ahad. After this, the bottom of the page, the teacher says, ahsanta, you have done well. Mada fahimta min hadha al-hadith ya Usama. So what have you understood from this hadith, O Usama? And on page 134, Usama says, fahamtu minhu أن تقبيل الأطفال أمر حسن وأنه يدل على الشفقة ورحمة. What do we understand from this? يعني he said, I understood from it that kissing الأطفال, تقبيل الأطفال, kissing children is a good thing. And that it, يعني kissing children, يدل على الشفقة والرحمة. That it indicates compassion. يعني it's a sign of compassion and mercy for the child that you kiss them. The word that we're looking at here is تقبيل. From قبل يقبل, يعني the master is on the pattern of تفعيل. تقبيل. The teacher says أحسنت, you have done well. Then he says يا أحمد, oh Ahmed, ما معنى قول المحدثين إن هذا حديث متفق عليه. What is the meaning of the saying of the scholars of hadith when they said إن هذا حديث متفق عليه? This is a hadith that is متفق عليه. First we will look at the word المحدثين, يعني it's from حدث يحدث. This is our باب فعل حدث, يعني the middle letter, the del is doubled. حدث يحدث, the ism فعل is محدث with كسرة, ism مفعول with فتح, محدث, the thing that was spoken about, محدث, the one who speaks about it. So محدث means a person who is a scholar of hadith, who narrates hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, collects them in books and so on. But what is the meaning of the scholars of hadith when they say this hadith is a hadith that's muttafaqun alayh? Ahmed says ma'anahu, the meaning of this expression muttafaqun alayh, anna hadha al-hadith rawahu al-muhaddithani al-jalilani al-imamu al-bukhari wal-imamu muslimun rahimahumullah fi sahihayhima. And the meaning of this statement is that this hadith has been narrated, reported by al-muhaddithan, the two muhaddith, yani ism fa'il, two scholars of hadith, al-jalilan, two noble scholars, al-imam al-Bukhari and al-imam Muslim, rahimahumullah, may Allah have mercy upon both of them, that they have narrated this hadith fi sahihayhima, in their two sahih books, sahihayhima. The teacher says, ahsanta, يعني أحمد, you have done well. Then Muhammad says, يا دكتور أنا حديث أحد بالإسلام. يعني حديث أحد بالإسلام means I have newly, يعني converted or يعني accepted Islam. يعني I'm a new Muslim. أنا حديث أحد بالإسلام. I have newly entered Islam. أرجو أن تعلمني كيف أصلي على الميت. I request that you teach me how to perform salat on the deceased, on the mayyit. Here we have the word تعلمني, يعني فمعلم يعلم أنت تعلم. تعلم يعني منسوب الفتح because of N. تعلمني كيف أصلي, this is also from our باب صلى يصلي, يعني where the middle radical is doubled. أنا أصلي, كيف أصلي على الميت. The teacher says بكل سرور, يعني I will be more than happy, I will be glad, يعني to teach you how to perform the prayer on the mayit. He said, his explanation how you do it, تكبر. تكبر is from كبر يكبر. This is from our باب فعل, middle radical is double the ba. تكبر يعني you تكبر, meaning you say الله أكبر. وتقرأ سورة الفاتحة, and then you recite سورة الفاتحة. ثم تكبر, then you say الله أكبر again. وتصلي, again from the verb صلى يصلي. وتصلي على النبي محمد, محمد with فتحة, يعني اسم مفعول. Then you make تكبير again and you ask for salat upon our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني say اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد, to the end. ثم تكبر وتدعو للميت. Then you say الله أكبر again for the third time and you supplicate دعاء for the deceased. ثم تكبر وتسلم. Then you make تكبير, you say الله أكبر for the fourth time. وتسلم, and then you close the prayer with salams, yani saying assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Muhammad says jazakallahu khairan ya doctor, may Allah reward you with good, O doctor. Usama then says ya doctor, fi ayy suratin qawluhu ta'ala, in which chapter is his Allah the Most High saying wa waritha Sulaymanu Dawuda, and Sulaiman inherited from Dawood. The teacher says here al-ayatu as-sadisata ashrata min surat al-naml, yani it is the sadisa ashrata, the 16th ayat from surat al-naml, from the surah of the naml, yani the ant, chapter 27. Usama says ya doctor, أرجو أن تكتب لي أسماء بعد مؤلفات مؤلفات شيخ الإسلامي ابن تيمية. يعني أو دكتور, I hope that you will write for me أسماء, the names or the titles of بعد مؤلفات, some of the writings of شيخ الإسلام Ibn Taymiyyah. Here the word that we want to look at is مؤلفات. مؤلفات is the plural of مؤلفة, يعني مؤلف, يعني is from ألف يؤلف, يعني to author something. مؤلف with فتح is the اسم مفعول, the thing that was authored, as opposed to مؤلف with كسرة is the one who does the authoring. Okay, turn to page 135, the end of this dialogue. The teacher says inshallah, yani inshallah, Allah willing, I will give you the names of some of the writings of Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah. Ya ikhwanu, after a pause, the teacher says ya ikhwanu, qad hana waqtu salati dhuhr, yani hana waqt means the time has come or the time is near. Qad hana waqtu salati dhuhr, yani the time for salatul dhuhr has come. Walamma yu'adhan, and the adhan has not been pronounced. Lamma means, yani the person did not do something yet. Yani ما فعله بعد, he didn't do it yet. يؤذن is the مبني للمجهول. يعني يؤذن, he calls the adhan. يؤذن, the adhan is called. لما يؤذن, the adhan has not yet been called. يبدو أن المؤذن غير موجود. It appears like the مؤذن, the one who calls the adhan, is not present. غير موجود. And مؤذن is from أذنا, it's from our باب. أذنا يؤذن, the middle radical ذل has been doubled. أذنا يؤذن, the one who calls the أذان is مؤذن. مؤذن with كسرة اسم فاعل. مؤذن with فتح اسم مفعول. It appears as though the مؤذن is not present. فليخرج علي إلى المصلى وليؤذن. So Ali, he must go out. Fal yakhruj Ali ila al-musalla, to the prayer area. Musalla ism makan. Musalli is the one who performs salat. Musalla is the thing that is performed, or the place or the time where the prayer is performed. In this case, it's the place. Go out to the place of prayer. Wal yu'adhin, and you must give the adhan, the call to prayer. Yu'adhin. Okay, this is the end of the dialogue. There's just a couple of moments remaining, so we'll just answer the questions that came with this dialogue. And next week, inshallah, we'll proceed with the Arabic explanation of Thulathi and Rubai and Mujarrad and Mazid, and some of the exercises that follow. Okay, so just the questions, the comprehension questions that immediately follow the dialogue on page 135. Tamarin, Ajib an al-Asila al-Atiya, answer the following questions. Number one, Man al-Ladhi قبله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Who is the one that the Prophet kissed? هو الحسن ابن علي رضي الله عنهما. It is Hassan ibn Ali, the son of Ali. May Allah be pleased with both of them. Number two. ماذا قال الأقرع عندما رأى ذلك? What did الأقرع say when he saw that? Saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم kissing the child. إن لي, he said, قال إن لي عشرة من الولدي ما قبلت منهم أحدا. And indeed, I have 10 children. I haven't kissed even one of them. And question number three. ماذا قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم? What did the Prophet say to him? قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لا يرحم لا يرحم. Whoever doesn't give mercy will not receive mercy. And we're going to stop with this. And next week, inshallah, and you just continue with the Arabic explanation that we had for homework last week. The two questions, Aleph and Ba, and then go to point number two. Arabic explanation of the Bab Fa'ala and all that it entails in terms of the Muvari, the Madi, Muvari, Fil Amr, and Masdar, and so on. Inshallah, we'll be sending our homework assignment tomorrow, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. But don't wait for the homework assignment. You can get started immediately. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone in accordance with the Sunnah. That He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds. And that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors. And that He keep us yani steadfast. Yani al-thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim. Until we return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.